Number 15, how does the level of why does the level of measurement matter to a data analyst? Briefly describe each of the four levels of measurement usually applied to behavioral measures. What are two additional kinds about which there is considerable controversy? What is that controversy and why does it matter? All right. Level of measurement matters to a data analyst because the level of measurement dictates the acceptable arithmetic and statistical operations on the data. It's that simple. Everything we want to do to data involves some arithmetic operations and some statistical operations. And if the data don't conform to those, then we can apply them and we end up with meaningless, non-representative crap. The standard four levels of measurement are nominal, ordinal, interval, and ratio. Nominal means categorical. Different values mean different kinds. The only mathematical operations that are available are equality and inequality. Ordinal, the simplest, the most banal of the quantitative. Different values represent different amounts. Those different amounts line up participants. We trust the rank order information, but we don't trust the spacing. And zero doesn't mean none. So ordinal just gives us ordinal information. It doesn't give us interval information, and it doesn't give us ratio information. So the only acceptable operations are equality, inequality, greater than, and less than. Interval. Different values on the measure represent equivalent values on the construct. In other words, a 5-point difference between 10 and 20 means the same thing as a 5-point difference between 50 and 55. So we get rank order information, we get interval information, but zero doesn't mean none. So we don't get ratio information. Acceptable mathematical operations, we can test for inequality and equality. We can do greater than and less than. And we can also calculate differences between scores, which means we can add and subtract. We cannot multiply and divide, because multiplication and division both assume that zero means none. Finally, ratio level of measurement. Quantitative values represent how far that value is from none. So it has ordinal information, it has interval difference information, and it has ratio information. We can do equality and inequality, greater than and less than. We can add and subtract, and finally, we can multiply and divide. Now, here's an important thing that I don't know that I emphasized enough. If we have interval level data, and we take the difference between scores, those differences are ratio information. Differences between interval level scores are ratio level because zero means none. Zero difference means no difference. The two additional kinds about which there is considerable controversy are binary and ordered category. Binary, categorical, but only two. And so the people who want to use the quantitative say, if there's only one interval, all the intervals are the same. Binary is interval. Leave me alone. I want to calculate means and standard deviations. And they're interpretable and carry useful information. The people who don't want to do that say, but you've got range restriction, you've got truncation, you've got shittily shaped distributions. That's a technical expression, shittily shaped distributions. And so, yeah, you can, but you shouldn't because it screws up your results. The other kind is ordered categories, where I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I've even got labels on them that I think those labels are equally spaced. Strongly disagree, neither agree nor disagree, agree, strongly agree, that language is equally spaced, the numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5 are equally spaced, and we would love to act as if the data we get are equally spaced in interval. And folks argue. And we can't do that. That argument can be an entire semester. And again, why does it matter? Because the level of measurement determines the arithmetic and statistical operations you can apply to the data.